This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Friday, everybody. Ah, it's Friday. It's weird. Fridays are weird in this new world. But one of the things I like about Fridays is we get to check in with Annie. It's time for the check-in in partnership with our friends from the Bay Club, specifically the queen over there. Hello, Annie.
Hello.
Good morning.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. So Sunday is Mother's Day. If we could, I'd like to begin there. People are tripping on what they're going to do. Some of them can't see their mom. Others can't get the things that they would normally do for their mom. What's your read on this?
Well, I mean, I think it's going to be one of those creative Mother's Days. A lot of outdoor, you know, I think social distancing picnics or social distancing, you know, gatherings in large backyards. I think it's, you know, you want to be able to see your moms and say Happy Mother's Day. I'm hopeful that most people get that opportunity.
Right. One of the things I was thinking, you know, recently I told Vinny this. I sat down with my Instagram account and I went back to the very first thing I posted in 2012. And as I scrolled through it, I found all these things I had completely forgotten about. And a bunch of them are like pictures of my mom and of me with my mom. And I was thinking, you know, I may take some of those things and, you know, put up a little tribute to my mom. And I think that, you know, because these are a lot of social media has become kind of a photo album for us.
Sure.
And to be able to group those things together and be able to date those things, you know, and some people are so good at, you ever see someone put up a tribute and you start crying and you're like, I don't even know these people. This is amazing. But that was just one idea. I mean, what else do you think people are up to? What are they doing to be creative?
I think that's a fantastic idea. I mean, we, and I've got a fun little surprise for hopefully some of the listeners, but we're going to do a Mother's Day picnic, and we actually have some Bay Club custom picnic baskets that we'd love to give to some really deserving moms out there. So hoping to be able to pamper those, and as we get to be outdoors, it seems to be the safest space to be able to see other people. We, you know, that I think is going to be how we celebrate Mother's Day and hope that we can support some picnics going forward.
You know, having been on the receiving end of a Bay Club gift bag on several occasions, I will say they are beyond.
They are incredible.
I'm like, where do I sign up to get this Bay Club picnic basket?
I have a Bay Club bag that I use regularly. Yep. I also have a Bay Club wool blanket with the Bay Club logo. I use it every day.
So that is so funny.
I love that one. That's a good one, Vinny. Yeah. I don't know if it's a goodie.
Oh my God. So how does someone get in the running for this? Or is this something that's happening after Mother's Day? What's happening?
No, let's get in the running now. And send a note to the new normal at bayclubs.com and let us know about your moms and how special they are to you. We'll have 10 people chosen at random and we'll get them out and, you know, a really lovely picnic basket for their mom and just say Happy Mother's Day. You know, I think the hardest part about all of this is I haven't given my mom a hug in 2 months. It's tough.
I know. It's difficult. I love you, but I can't touch you.
I know. It's a bummer. So as we, you know, we're finding new ways to celebrate and, you know, hopefully we get to give hugs soon. But I think that we want to support, you know, the way appropriate gatherings and send some love to all the really deserving moms out there who are working so hard. And the dads are working hard. But we get to celebrate moms this month, dads next month. And the moms are putting in some really tough work these days.
So people just need to drop a note at thenewnormal@bayclubs.com. You guys also are also doing virtual classes at the Bay Club. So that's maybe something that, you know, mom can spend or have a little mom alone time and alone with the people who are doing the virtual classes. You guys
the
have
golf
actually...
courses are open now, too. Are you seeing good turnout for that or what?
The golf courses are open. We think tennis is opening this weekend.
Oh.
The members are so happy to be back at the golf courses, and it's really going well. Everybody's so respectful of the social distancing. I'm actually talking to you guys from the pool deck at the club in Walnut Creek.
As we get ready. Of course you are.
Being able to be open. And it's, you know, we're trying to work through the phases. But we think tennis is going to be open as early as Monday or Tuesday next week, which is exciting. It's exciting for people to be able to get back to just some little normal things that they used to do.
And people can probably find schedules at bayclubs.com. That's sort of a central hub for resources. You can join this conversation with Queen Annie and us and everybody who's talking about this stuff at radioalice.com and at bayclubs.com. This has been the Check-In. Annie, thank you so much. Have a great
Happy
Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Annie.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. You too.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. All right, so we do have a really nice weekend ahead. There is some rain in the forecast for the beginning of next week, weirdly, but right now we've got another warm day ahead with mixed clear cloud, haze, skies. So depending on where you're at, you'll see some mixed skies. So let me begin with, Sarah, I didn't hear it from you, and I'm not going to do it, but I want to tip you off because I know you love Queen. I know you love Brian May. I know you love gardening, and he made the news. Did you not get that story?
I got it, and it's so funny because I went, you know, I got to do the new music, and I really shouldn't do stories that are just for me. So I didn't wind up doing it. So thank you for bringing
it
up.
So Monday, hopefully you'll do that story for us, because I do think it's pretty funny.
Go ahead and do it.
No, I'm not. I have another story I want to do. I'm running out of time. So this story is absolutely insane, and I'm not encouraging this behavior, but when I saw the story at first, I thought, I don't even get how this happens.
Uh-oh.
So bear with me as I sort of work my way through this story. It's about a 39-year-old guy named Gabriel Marino. He's from Modesto, it looks like. He's been arrested, but earlier this week, he was driving on Highway 99 when he saw a tanker truck filled with red wine. Okay? So I didn't know red wine was shipped.
I thought they bottled it where I just don't know what I thought. Bryn, I think your headphones are incredibly loud or something. Am I the only one hearing that?
My mic wasn't even on.
What am I hearing?
I don't know what you're hearing.
No, it's just me then. Okay, go ahead. Sorry. Please forgive me.
Gabriel Marino is driving down the road when he sees a tanker truck filled with bulk red wine. So it's not bottled, it's not boxed, it's actually in the tank, very similar to what you'd see a gas truck, you know, hauling gas.
Yeah, that's what
in.
I'm picturing. I really didn't know that they ever transported in anything but either the barrel or in, boxes and bottles.
So somehow this guy gets the truck driver's attention.
Yeah.
Gets the truck driver to pull over. So he somehow gets in front of the truck, pulls over. The truck pulls over behind him, thinking that this guy
there's something wrong with my truck or something.
Whatever. Yeah, I don't know exactly what went down, but all of this is on video, and you can find it online. It's sort of like head shaking. I found it. I've already watched it. He pulls the truck over, and then he gets out of the car in his underwear. So that's another weird addition to the story where you go, what? Why is this guy driving around in his underwear? Why'd the guy with the wine truck pull over? Who knows? But anyway, the wine truck then gets back on the road.
Because okay? He sees a guy in his underwear and goes, oh, this
What's
can't
this
be
guy's
good.
Deal?
I
right.
got to get out of here.
Right. So he gets the truck back on the road. And now there's video. Apparently, this truck has video all around it. The driver doesn't see this.
That's where it comes from.
Right. The driver doesn't see this guy in his underwear run around the truck and jump onto it. He jumps onto the truck, climbs as the truck is getting up to freeway speeds. He climbs underneath the truck in his underwear again, let me report, unscrews a valve and starts chugging red wine as it pours out of this truck. Oh, there's the guy.
This is him
holding onto the side of the truck on video as this thing reaches freeway speeds.
Wow.
He unscrews the cork or whatever and is chugging wine as it pours. There he is. You see in this video, Sarah?
Yeah, and so he's really, I mean, when you say underwear, we're not talking a t-shirt and underwear. We're talking, this is a dude in boxers who runs alongside the truck, pulls himself up. Has he not heard of liquor stores? Or maybe they won't let him in. This is insanity.
The weird part is I have something in common with Gabriel Marino besides alcoholism, and I can't speak for him, but I know that I've got it, is that I used to follow
beer trucks
and try to get free beer. But my deal was I was underage. So I was always trying to get beer because I couldn't
just get it any other way. Right.
Gabriel's 39. So this must be a financial thing or just to say he did. Anyway, the driver didn't realize that this guy was underneath the moving truck chugging wine until he realized he was losing the contents of his truck. He pulled over and called the cops, and they found Gabriel underneath the bottom of the truck drinking wine and doing snow angels in the puddle.
Oh, boy.
So he's just in.
He loves wine.
Apparently.
Maybe they should put him on the Napa Valley flag. This guy loves wine. And there he is. Flapping in the breeze. Doing his wine angels, his snow angels in the wine. That is
Gabriel
hilarious.
Was arrested for felony vandalism. The truck spilled about 1,000 gallons of red wine. They say that's enough to fill 5,000 bottles.
Oh, wow.
So
is this, so I'm going to assume this is like cheap, you know, cheap wine or something?
I just don't know how wine is bottled in small amounts at a winery where they're very careful, but
maybe like, you know, these big places with the big names that, the hell knows? Maybe these wine trucks are crawling all over America, and this guy just happens to know how to tell. I mean, imagine if he'd mistaken a gas truck for a wine truck. This would be a very different story.
Right. Okay, so there's that story. He's been arrested. Gabriel Marino, you may want to look into AA. Your next story is...
or something.
Yeah, you need some help. Seriously, that is a lot, buddy.
That's hilarious.
And the video, I'm telling you guys, you'll hear that story and you'll think, oh, Vinny. But look up the video. It's out
He's
there.
He's a wild man for wine.
Now, I'm not on TikTok. This next story needs confirmation from my partner here as she has become a TikTok.
You know, it won't be me. It'll be Bryn and Nicole who can confirm or deny this story. I mean, I'm on TikTok. I've looked at TikTok. These guys are devotees.
Moms flashing their babies and recording the excited reaction to boobs or their, food?
Like, oh, yay, my food is here.
Right. Is the latest TikTok challenge. So I don't think they're showing their boobs to the camera.
Right. They're just showing them to the baby.
Moms on TikTok are showing their, and this is called the hashtag drop 'em out challenge. Apparently, the song playing in the background is Wheeler Walker Jr.'s Drop 'Em Out, which has lyrics all about showing your boobs and flashing your boobs. And
I see.
And Drop 'Em Out. Let me see those. You know, it's a country
Flesh
song.
Puppies, right. Oh, it's a country song.
Going to take a long look at those big old... Anyway, this is the latest TikTok challenge. Have you seen this? Anybody?
I have not. Bryn, Nicole?
I have not. I haven't seen that one in particular, but there is another challenge where like partners walk out and flash their partner when they're like on a Zoom call or something. So I think that...
Oh, and they just film their reaction.
Yeah, they don't show like their body; they just film like their reaction.
Well, so listen, you guys, you got a little homework over the weekend. You're gonna have to find some of these moms flashing their babies videos.
The moms bare their boobs to their hungry breastfed babies and film the excited expression that dinner, lunch, or breakfast is on the way. Oh, TikTok! That's what we've come to, everyone.
That's well, you know. We had to go somewhere, and here we are, TikTok.
So
everybody,
stupid.
TikTok, an actual clock spelling out our doomsday.
Yeah, I haven't seen that at all. I've been seeing.
Are you looking at it now?
The naked child. I am, and it's not what Vinny's describing. There's not any babies in this. There's a compilation of that, the Drop 'Em Out song.
Oh yeah, it's got to be some
so
new. Far.
Trend it's probably
or something
so new
then.
That there's not enough good ones yet. So.
Oh yeah. Well, maybe I just helped give them some promotion for their weekend.
You gave him a boob boost.
I'm not even on TikTok, and I don't plan to be.
You know, listen, I think that you in particular would enjoy TikTok because who doesn't want to see hot chicks in bikinis dancing sexily? I mean, it is a thirst trap, that entire site. So many times I will walk out in the garden, and there's John just like drooling over some chick in a bikini. I'm like, oh, you've got to be kidding me.
What did you just call it, though? A thirst trap?
Yeah, that's a thing. When you post a picture of yourself in a bikini or with your boobs squished together, your lips all plumped up, you're a thirst trap. You're thirsty.
Look at you with the lingo.
Listen,
what?
I watch TikTok. I'm on Instagram. I've heard these things. First of all, I was like, what are they talking about? I had to go to Urban Dictionary. Now I know.
A thirst trap. Okay.
Yeah, but that's what the whole thing is. It's all like hot young people doing these dances. Nikki, correct me if I'm wrong, but have you been tempted to put on a bikini and go for it?
I always see these girls. I'm like, how do they get that body? How do they do that? How do they have their hair like that? It's just so much effort for a 1 minute video.
Well, but this is how they become TikTok stars.
Yeah.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We'd love to hear from you guys. Let us know what you're doing out there. 707 says, wine is often shipped in tankers when it's sold between wineries and goes to a bottling facility.
I mean, it makes sense, but I've just never considered it, you know? Like, of course, there's big wineries that buy these people's output. I guess it must happen. I just figured in barrels.
I did see on the truck that it does say it's filled with wine, so there was no chance he was going to mistake it for
a gas,
right? It absolutely said red wine something on it. So that video, though, is mind-blowing. Why are you in your underwear, Gabriel? What is your deal, dude?
I'm interested to know how he got the guy to pull over. If the guy's got cameras all around the thing, you'd think he'd be able to look at his... But I guess maybe he can't see his tires or something.
Who knows?
More of a security thing so that people like Gabriel don't get under the truck and drain it.
714 says, my mom lives in Southern California. I wish I could hug her so bad.
Oh,
yeah, we all have that experience right now. We're with you.
Yep, for sure.
I feel that. I'll come back and read the rest of the text on the other side of these messages. Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.